B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
We have a special celebrity guest sitting in. Which you see him on NBC Sports Philly all the time.
You on right after
with the
us
Eagles
today.
Issues and the Eagles shows. The great Barrett Brooks. Joy, what's up, man?
I'm good. Out here supporting my boy B-Dawg, man. This is a great event. He's doing some great things from this charity. I can't wait. I mean, you see, I got the glove on. Because I've been playing a little. I'm not playing good, but I'm playing a little bit. So
you wearing that glove out? Look, you got a hole in the middle of it.
Right. Well,
what's up with that?
I'm surprised you don't have a ball in here because I've been driving everywhere but where it's supposed to go.
Uh-huh. Swinging too hard, maybe.
Right.
Well, ripping that glove up. See,
that's exactly what it was. I try to grip it and rip it, and you can't do that. You can't use all your strength. It's got to be an easy flow, and I haven't been doing that.
All right. Listen. The Eagles got James Bradbury to start at the other corner. We've all been freaked out about who's going to start the other corner, the defensive backfield, the whole bit. How's that fit for you?
It tells me that the Eagles are trying to win right now. They got a lot of confidence in their quarterback. That's what it's telling me. They think that he's going to win now, give them the ability to win now. Now they're trying to shore up that defense. I think at this point, everybody's saying it's Jalen Hurts. I don't think it's Jalen Hurts. I think right now the focus has to be on Gannon. Can Gannon call a defense that can be competitive in the division? Can he call a defense that's competitive in the NFL? If he can, have those guys come out and play, whether it's going to be a multi-front where he's going to play a 30-front, a 40-front, or 50-front, meaning how many defensive backs he has in, linebackers, and defensive linemen. It really just depends on what he does. So if he can play aggressive, I like it.
Well, how would you play it? Because now you got Reddick that comes in. You got the big draft pick that's going to join the rotation. Brandon Graham's coming back. You got different linebackers right now that can run a little bit. How would you play it?
Well, with the way it's going, it looks like they're going to go to a 3-4 defense where they have the linebackers on the outside. They got Hassan Reddick. You know, with the kid they drafted from Kansas, Johnson, he's Kerryon Johnson. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that's going to be an outside linebacker S type of player. Then you got a nose. Jordan Davis is a nose, a prototypical head up on the center, zero technique nose. He can two gap. I just think it's going. All signs are turning towards that. Then he has, the linebackers sit in the middle. You know, he's got White, Edwards. Those guys can play those linebackers sitting right there in the middle. I think it's perfect for them to run that type of defense. You don't know where this blitz is coming from. You don't know where they're going to bring four from. It makes offenses game plan you a little differently. So I think that's where he's going.
All right. So you have the faith in the. They have the faith in the quarterback. Do you right now?
I do, because he's always shown that he has the ability to get better. As he goes further in his career. You look at what he did in Alabama, then Oklahoma. Now with the NFL, he gets better as he goes. He's got better weapons around him. After A.J. Brown was signed, I think it changed the mindset of this Eagles team to go forward and try to win right now. It's not a rebuilding process now. They've built, and they're ready to go.
So the defense, I want to – Mike asked you how you would play it. He played the safeties really, really high.
Yes.
Really, really high. That's the one position they haven't addressed yet. Could that derail the plan that you want to do because they haven't upgraded that particular position? Because it's basically the only position left that was a need that they haven't addressed.
Well, they like to play a big nickel, three linebacker system. And, they don't have the safety that can come in and play in the box. They got Epps. I think Epps is going to be good enough to play opposite of Harris. So I think they have the two safety they feel comfortable with. They're going to go into the season with those two. The young kid they have from Clemson, he didn't play a lot last year because he was hurt. He's got to get up. He's got to develop. He can't make the club in the tub. He's got to go out there and show that he belongs in this Philadelphia Eagle team. All else fails, they can also play Avante Maddox there and bring in Josiah in there and play at that cornerback position at the nickel. So they have the pieces to be interchangeable. Safety position is still a need, but I think they're very comfortable with Epps being the guy.
All right, you saw the schedule. Give me a number.
Oh, I'm going at least double-digit wins, and I'm not talking 10 wins. I'm talking about 11 or 12 wins, simply because they're ready to win now. This is the second year with Hurts in this system. This is the first time he's done this since, his rookie year? Mm-hmm. No, not even his rookie. I'm talking about his high school year.
Yeah, it goes
with
back that far, yep.
So, he has enough to go out there and be a weapon and play the game at a high level. I see him winning double-digit wins, winning the division, and with the addition of Bradbury coming in, I think they now have overturned the Cowboys as far as having the talent on this team.
One other thing, Miles Sanders, the running back position, he didn't get an extension. He knows he's playing in a lame duck situation. One, how do you think he'll react to it? And two, what do you think they really think about him? Because if they loved him, they would be paying him.
Well, that's what they do. They always sign girls, guys early. You look at what they had at the tight end position. They went outside both Goddard and Urch early because they thought they were going to be their future. Because of that, the running back position is one of those positions they used to value like the linebacker position. But, you know, all things being equal, they got five or six running backs in the fold right now. It's not bowling well for him getting a long-term contract. He's got to play. I love people that go into a contract situation where they got to make their money right now, and it's and they're going to audition for 32 teams instead of just 31 teams. He's auditioning. Let him go out there. Let the chips fall where they may. This is competition. They talked about competition all last year with Sirianni. This is exactly what we're looking for.
All right, that's Barrett Brooks. You headed to the studio? You doing a show tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely. I got to leave here a little early.
Okay.
And then I got to go be there at 6 o'clock so we can be on the tube, man.
So you're going to let down your foursome.
I know, man, but they're young guys. They'll be okay. They play all the time. Yeah, the oldest guy is like 24 years old, so they'll be okay.
All right, there's Barrett Brooks, ladies and gentlemen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.